All right, Matt, you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I know that finish there a little bit frustrating. And I don't know, can you just walk us through your run there?
We were just off a little bit all night tonight. We just fought tight and just kept making it. We made it better. But every time we came down pit road, we were getting hammered on pit road. So Junior said, let's just do something different. Let's take tires here and see if it runs out. And he made the right pit call. And everybody on ThorSport did made that right pit call. Grant and them did as well. So we definitely weren't going to win the race head to head. I mean, our truck wasn't as good as the other ones, but like Ben's was a rocket ship all night, and Grant's was really good as well. So we just kept doing what we were doing and plugging along, and we stole a second place.
Awesome. Well, we are going to take some questions here from the media. As a reminder, if you have a question for Matt, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat and we'll get to you. We're going to kick things off here with Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Matt, I know you have a win this season, and I know that there's a lot of echo noise. I know you have a win this season, and I know that you're running good, but do you feel like that the 88 team is the best?
Had a what season?
Has had a good season. You guys have had a good season.
Okay, yeah.
Do you guys feel like the 88 team is the best it's been in the last couple of years?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I feel we're definitely the best we've been in the last couple of years. And at the end of last year, we started hitting stride. And I knew whenever we went to Homestead that we'd be really good. And we just had a lot of really, really bad luck in the chase. And luckily, we got to that final four. I mean, Homestead's definitely been one of my favorite racetracks. And hope to God that we keep coming here, because it's an awesome place that wears out the tire and you have a lot of tire fall off. So it's an amazing place as well.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Matt. You had the most starts out of any active truck drivers coming into this race with 5, but being that was 15 years ago, did any of that translate to tonight? Did you feel like you had the upper hand at all?
I would say after the first 15 laps, probably, and all of them figured it out. I mean, all the sim and everything that everybody does, I mean, you get to learn a lot of where your lift points are and this, that, but I mean, it's still not running the laps. So, I mean, it's definitely the same Richmond it used to be. I mean, it wears out the tires. I think one of the last times when we were here in 05, it was closer to the repave, if I'm not correct. Am I wrong on that? Or when was the repave?
Last repave's early
2000s. Yeah, I think it was early in the repave, so we definitely didn't have the tire fall off, and it's an amazing place right now with all this tire fall off.
And real quick, can you speak to Johnny Sauter's season? He's obviously struggled tonight and throughout the whole season as well, with you guys finishing 1, 2, 3. He was multiple laps down. Is this just one of those years where nothing's going right for him? Like, can you talk to that point about anything that's going on with Johnny?
I mean, he has a black cloud that I don't think I've ever seen in racing. Follow him. They were definitely different setup wise than all of us, and I mean, all of us were different, but at the same time, Johnny was really different, and it bit him tonight. Johnny and Joe, they work really close together, and Joe's a really smart crew chief, and Johnny's a great race car driver, but I truly, truly feel terrible for the guy. So I know they'll get it together probably here in this playoff and win a couple, and then they're going to be mad that they didn't make it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Thanks, Marissa. First off, Matt, how are you?
Spectacular.
So, I mean, I know that you kind of spoke to it a little bit, ThorSport with the 1, 2, 3. Surprisingly, that's the first time that's ever happened in the truck series, let alone with the team. How surprising is that? Because the last 2 weeks have been very, very good. How surprising is it that it's been the first time that any team's kind of done it?
That's really stout. I mean, at the end of the day, that says a lot from what Duke and Rhonda have done with this organization, how much they've built ThorSport, and what we started back in 1996, whenever they were racing truck series with Terry Cook. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, Duke and Rhonda have been so loyal to the truck series, and I mean, me having such a phenomenal sponsor in Menards and sticking with me for all the years that I've been with them. And you can't ask for anything better there with Menards and Duke and Rhonda.
All right. Thanks, Crafton.
Thank you.
All right, Matt. Well, that's all we've got for you. Thank you for taking the time. All right, and we're going to be joined here momentarily by our regular season champion. So just give us a few seconds here.